SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
I tuoi nuovi clienti stanno ascoltando questo spot pubblicitario in questo preciso momento. Cosa diresti loro della tua attività se potessi farlo? L'SBS è l'emittente più affidabile di tutta l'Australia. I nostri ascoltatori sono fedeli, altamente partecipi e da sempre sostengono una miriade di aziende locali. Fai che la tua sia la prossima. Offriamo pacchetti pubblicitari per aziende di ogni dimensione. Il nostro team esperto di vendita ti guiderà lungo il processo di una favolosa campagna pubblicitaria. Portaci tu il tuo spot oppure incarica il nostro team di produzione di realizzartene uno in una delle nostre 68 lingue. Cosa aspetti? Inizia oggi stesso la conversazione con il tuo nuovo pubblico. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Siete in compagnia di SBS Italian. Trovate altre storie su sbs.com.au/italian o scaricate la SBS Radio app.
9:26, ancora all'ascolto del programma in italiano di Radio SBS, a tenervi compagnia Manuela Rispoli e Carlo Oreglia. E parliamo adesso di My Strong Heart, il mio cuore forte, è il titolo di un libro scritto dalla giovanissima Alexia Paglia per insegnare ai bambini la salute del cuore e l'importanza di conoscere il proprio corpo e prendersi cura di se stessi.
Alexia attualmente frequenta il primo anno di medicina presso l'Università di Wollongong. In precedenza ha conseguito lauree in scienze mediche ed economia, lavorando in studi clinici per il cancro. Questo libro, My Strong Heart, si rivolge ai bambini tra i 3 e gli 8 anni e vuole essere un contributo a una buona educazione sanitaria e un incoraggiamento a frequentare gli studi medici.
My Strong Heart is a really vibrant and engaging children's book that aims to teach kids from around 3 to 8 years old all about how their heart functions and how to keep it healthy by advocating positive health behaviors like a healthy diet and active play. And the book also tries to increase a sense of familiarity with the doctor's office so that children feel more comfortable and curious when they go and visit the doctor.
L'idea di scrivere My Strong Heart è nata mentre Alexia prestava servizio in ospedale durante la pandemia di Covid. Ha notato che molti dei pazienti arrivavano in ospedale con conoscenze piuttosto scarse riguardo al funzionamento del corpo umano.
E facendo ricerca poi ha trovato riscontro nei numeri, rilevando come il 60% degli australiani dimostrasse di avere competenze limitate per quanto riguarda la propria salute, con chiaramente conseguenze negative. Ha deciso quindi di scrivere un libro e di rivolgersi ai bambini in modo da contribuire a costruire una consapevolezza, a cominciare dagli anni in cui si è più curiosi e aperti all'apprendimento.
The initial idea actually came to me when I was working in the hospitals during COVID. And when I was working in the hospitals, I got to see firsthand how a lack of understanding about basic health concepts could cause confusion, fear, and even spread a lot of misinformation, which can be really harmful for lots of reasons. And so, you know, I was thinking about this and I took to research and I found out that 60% of the Australian population have poor levels of health literacy, which can lead to poor overall outcomes. And so there's a clear gap and I wanted to do something about this. So I thought to myself, I love writing, medicine and education. How can I mesh all of this together to create positive impact? And the idea came to me. I said, why not author a children's book? Why not try to tackle this issue by advocating these behaviors in the years where we absorb it most?
E la scelta di Alexia è caduta proprio sul cuore perché, come lei stessa sottolinea, in Australia le malattie cardiovascolari sono in aumento e sono diventate la principale causa di morte. Oggi circa 4 milioni di australiani, che significa una persona su 6, soffrono di malattie legate al cuore, ma solo pochissimi sono in grado di riconoscere i sintomi e i segnali d'allarme legati a questi disturbi.
I chose the heart because cardiovascular disease is Australia's number one killer. And, you know, 1 in 6 Australians self-report as living with a cardiovascular condition, which is something like over 4 million people. And, you know, despite how alarming these statistics are, One in five Australian adults are unable to name a symptom of a heart attack, and only around half can actually recognise chest pain as a vital warning sign. And so there are clear gaps in knowledge. You know, fostering heart education and health literacy, you know, becomes so paramount when we consider all of that. And I guess that's why I wrote My Strong Heart, because I wanted to empower Australians and really anyone with the knowledge that they need to safeguard their cardiovascular well-being.
Queste le parole della nostra ospite Alexia Paglia, di chiare origini italiane, e i motivi legati a questa mancanza di informazione sono i più disparati. In parte gli argomenti medici possono intimidire le persone, ma in parte c'è, secondo Alexia Paglia, una scarsità di informazioni accessibili attraverso il sistema scolastico primario.
There are lots of different reasons why that is the case. I think, you know, one of those reasons is probably because, you know, the medical field is so complicated and there's a lot of jargon surrounding that space, and it can seem quite intimidating to engage with. And so I think that, you know, by encouraging people to engage with medicine and to take an interest in their own bodies is a really important stepping stone to help create that health literacy gap. I also think, you know, it's not thought about a great deal in schools. I know that when I was young and when I was going to school, I learned about how the digestive system of a cow worked before I even learned anything about my own body. And so I think that, you know, one of the reasons is probably because it's not something that's, you know, easily accessed or taught in our schooling system. And then as well, like I said before, you know, it is really intimidating to try to understand these big concepts. And so I think it becomes a lot about, you know, breaking down that information into bite-sized bits and encouraging people to not only take an interest in their health, but then also to, you know, advocate for their own well-being.
E recentemente Alexia Paglia è stata anche insignita del titolo di Young Citizen of the Year presso il comune di Canada Bay a Sydney, proprio per l'impegno profuso a democratizzare l'accesso all'istruzione. Oltre ad aver scritto il libro My Strong Heart, Alexia insegna ai bambini piccoli la salute del cuore e tiene lezioni gratuite sull'argomento presso la Sydney Children's Hospital School ed è impegnata in molte altre azioni di volontariato.
When I was awarded a Young Citizen of the Year, I was so completely encouraged, and you know, it was such a special achievement for me that I was so proud of, and you know, it was really just a push in the right direction to just keep working on all of those projects. You mentioned that I was running free lessons with the hospital, and so what I wanted to do was to use the book and create a learning platform where I would be able to run weekly lessons with the children about their heart health, and you know, those lessons included information about their heart, reading the book, but then also doing experiments so that they would, you know, I guess, stimulate their curiosity and be encouraged to engage with their health. I also did quite a bit of volunteer work with the St. Vincent de Paul Society, and that's something that I've been doing since I was young. I know my nonna got me involved with that at a really young age. I was in the Mini Vinnie Society and then later ended up volunteering with the St. Vincent de Paul Society moving forward. I was involved in a lot of Christmas hampers and winter appeals, as well as was, you know, the president for my university for that society. So I really do love getting involved with the community in any way that I can. And I guess winning that award was just such an encouraging push to continue looking for new ways I can involve myself and make a positive impact.
Alexia poi sottolinea come i bambini abbiano una grande curiosità e una capacità di apprendimento molto, molto superiore a quella che gli adulti immaginano. Ascoltiamola.
Yeah, I think something that was a really key takeaway when I was teaching the kids at the hospital was that, you know, a great reminder that children are incredibly curious. And they're also very capable of understanding, you know, way more than I think some adults imagine that they can. You know, when I was teaching them about their hearts, they were so curious about, you know, how it worked, how they could keep it healthy, but then just in general, how this impacted their body as a whole. And I know a lot of the children at the hospital and the children that I've read the book in general to have family members with heart conditions, have brothers and sisters with, you know, congenital heart conditions. And so, you know, for them, this was a great opportunity to learn more about that and I guess increase their familiarity with the condition, but then also how this could apply to their own lives. And so, yeah, I guess their curiosity was a big takeaway. And as well, they were so encouraged to go to the doctors and actually engage themselves with those visits rather than being really apprehensive or scared about it.
E My Strong Heart potrebbe essere il primo di una lunga serie di libri a cui Alexia Paglia vorrebbe dare il via su Scienza e Salute, tutti dedicati ai bambini, e che immagina di intitolare Dr. Zigzaki Zoo in onore proprio del suo cane Zack. La serie sarà rivolta a scoprire l'anatomia e la fisiologia di base di diversi organi, spingendo i giovani verso comportamenti salutari come dieta, esercizio fisico e prevenzione.
My Strong Heart is the first book in what I hope will become the Dr. Zigzaki Zoo series, where each book will focus on a different organ or system and then eventually different diseases and pathologies as well.
E questi sono i progetti del futuro, ma anche del suo libro che è appena uscito, My Strong Heart, Il mio cuore forte, libro scritto dalla nostra ospite Alexia Paglia per insegnare ai bambini a prendersi cura della salute del cuore e dell'importanza di conoscere il proprio corpo.
Volete ascoltare altre storie come questa? Potete trovarle su Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify o ovunque scarichiate i vostri podcast.